seconds to bring you a special summertime edition of Here at Wow. Chris Earle will be back next week at this same time on this same station to bring you a new edition of Watch This. Get out there, see some movies, enjoy your summer, and I'll be back in just a moment or two as soon as I figure out which button I need to press to do this. There we go.
Johnny Foodmasters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked pisser.
This is the city where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal.
Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Oh, hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
You're about to enter a new dimension of experience. You will venture to a place beyond imagination, where both space and time deform into grotesque realities.
Here is the actual sound of a person who's just finished dining at Kingston's Seaway Restaurant.
Hello. Hello, baby. Hello.
Wow, you're some operator.
I was born in a basement in 1959.
Editor's note. No filter or increase in tape speed were used for these scenes.
Without you as the liaison between McDonald's Corporation and the customer, we're dead.
A free candy bar for every child that knows what grows in the secret garden. The answer, of course, is love, hope, and happiness.
Thank you for letting us introduce you to one of the finest entertainment products available, and happy motoring.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Happy summer, everybody. Derek Gary here at WOW. If you're tuning in looking for the big picture, we're off this week. I'm not, but the show is. We're not going to be talking about politics or any of that stuff tonight. We will be back next week, next Wednesday night. And I'll be joined in the studio once again by Shea Spillane, who is on the mend. Please keep your good thoughts going her way as she recovers from knee injury. Saw her over the weekend, and she's getting better. So she will be up to tackling the stairs, the mighty, mighty climb to the third floor WMFO studios here. 855-915-9636 if you feel like calling in. So we will be back with the big picture next Wednesday night. We'll get you caught up on everything that's happening. Nothing really big is happening right now. And it is midsummer, right? I think this is midsummer. We're somewhere in the vicinity of midsummer right now. And this is a perfect time to break out 60 years worth of great summer music. That's what we're going to do tonight. I may have some suggestions for some things for you to do this summer as well at different points during the show. One thing I'm going to tell you about right now, some sad news. We found out this morning that the New England confectionery company, Necco, they make the wafers, they make the conversation hearts, they make the Sky Bar. Revere Factory was shut down yesterday afternoon. Everybody was just went to work like normal. We're told in the middle of the afternoon, go home. Don't come back. Come back on Friday, get your stuff and your check, and then we don't want to see you anymore. Everybody has been blindsided by this. So if you see those Necco products out there, you might want to grab some because who knows? Maybe they're going to come back. Maybe someone else is going to make them. Maybe they're going to make them someplace else. I don't know. But it's sad to think that, you know, we had hope that the Necco wafer was going to be fine, that the conversation hearts were going to be fine. Now it's a big question mark. So hoard while you can. You know, I don't normally encourage hoarding, but if you're really into those Necco products, I know I love me a good Sky Bar every now and again. You're going to have to grab them because who knows how much longer they're going to last and whether they're ever going to come back. So we were playing great, great, great summer songs all night long. We're going to start out with a song that is appropriate for today. You know, these guys may have been a low-rent U2 substitute, but they did put out some nice rockin' music.
it's him.
Hey, you talked to Mark lately?
I haven't really talked to him, but he looks pretty down.
He looks pretty down. Yeah, well, maybe we should cheer him up then.
What do you suppose we should do?
Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugged, all laced in bugs, all twisted wrong and beat. Uncomfortable on 3 feet deep. Now the fuzz is there from not being there on a confusing morning week.
Don't you let me go. Oh, gotta hold on you.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Hey, we just covered 30 years, three decades of great, great summertime songs. Open that up with the alarm, Rain in the Summertime from 1987. A lot of people thought they were just a low-rent U2 clone, but, you know, the alarm put out a couple of really, really cool songs and some cool albums during that period of time. Diesel took us back to 1981 with Sausalito Summer Night. Lem gave us, or Len out of Canada gave us Steal My Sunshine, a little bit of Boston rock in there. The Kaz with Magic from Heartbeat City, their greatest album, hands down. Go get that if you don't own it. The Brady Bunch with It's a Sunshine Day. The Love and Spoonful, Summer in the City. Sly and the Family Stone, one of my personal favorite summer songs. If you listen to The Big Picture, you know the first week of summer, I break this out every year. Hot Fun in the Summertime, and ABBA with Summer Night City. We're in the midst of the dog days of summer. And if you're wondering why they call it the dog days of summer, there is an answer to that. This goes all the way back to the ancient Greeks and the ancient Romans. Because summer would roll around, it'd get really hot, everyone would be miserable. But the astronomers noticed something. That the constellation of the dog, Sirius, the dog star being its brightest star, would always rise right around the time that things got really hot and unpleasant. And so because Sirius was in the sky, the Greeks and the Romans called it the dog days of summer. And it was believed to be a time when dogs were more likely to go mad. You know, rabies tends to be one of those summertime things. So maybe there's something to that. It is WMFO Medford. Derek Gary here at WOW. The Big Picture will be back next week on the Towel Mikey D. We'll be with you at 9 o'clock tonight with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. And there will be more great summer music coming your way right after this.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
It is WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. It is the, it is here at WOW. It is not the Big Picture. Normally it would be. Shea Spillane will be back next week. We'll be doing a full Big Picture. We'll have the news. We'll have the weather. We'll have things that happened and strangest things of the week and all that good stuff. But for now, we are celebrating midsummer. Only 5 more shopping months till Christmas, folks. It's July 25th. Only 5 more shopping months till Christmas. Don't get caught being one of those last-minute shoppers. Summer's a great time to shop because nobody's in the malls. We got more great summer music spanning the decades coming your way, and we'll get it kicked off with one of our favorite things to do at this time of year here on WMFO Medford.
I'm going to the heart.
One, two, three, four.
Rock, rock, rock away, bitch. Rock, rock, rock away, bitch.
and shoes. Another loser.
Working in a shopping mall.
9 to 5, a slave driver telling me, get on the ball. A crowded store.
It's a habit of mine to watch the sun go.